Romans chapter 7. Sermons by Paul C. Jung. Sermon 5. Live a life of faith by faith in God's righteousness. Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through 17. Or do you not know? Brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if, while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another, to him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death. But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. For I would not have known covetousness, unless the law had said, "You shall not covet." But sin, taking opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. I was alive once without the law. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Has then what is good become death to me? Certainly not. But sin, that it might appear sin, was producing death in me through what is good, so that sin, through the commandment, might become exceedingly sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I am doing, I do not understand. For what I will to do, that I do not practice. But what I hate, that I do. If, then, I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. But now, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Everyone, today, through the words of Romans chapter 7, verses 1 to 17, we want to share the Word of God under the title, Live a Life of Faith by Faith in God's Righteousness. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 6 that we are those who died together with Jesus Christ and lived again together with Jesus Christ. Jesus took all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist. Received the judgment of those sins by dying on the cross, and gave us new life by rising again from the dead. And Romans chapter 7 tells us how people who have received the removal of sin should now live their life of faith. Even after receiving the removal of sin, a person can live a life of faith in two ways. One is a legalistic life of faith, doing it in the oldness of the letter. And the other is a life of faith of belief, doing it in the newness of the Spirit. The life of faith that God wants from us is not a legalistic life of faith. It is not a life of faith that grades oneself based only on the standard of, did I commit a sin today or not? Did I do well today or not? The life of faith that pleases God is a life that believes in God's righteousness fulfilled by Jesus Christ. And with that faith, goes to the resurrected Christ to bear fruit for God. The law rules over a person only while the old man is alive. The Apostle Paul says, or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? Romans chapter 7, verse 1. The law rules over a person only while that person is alive. The person spoken of here is the old man before receiving the removal of sin. It is the old man who was under God's command but could not keep that command, who was under God's wrath because of sin, and who ultimately had no choice but to be judged. The law is holy and good. The law lets us know what sin is. If there had not been the commandment, "You shall not covet," we would not have known that covetousness is a sin. Because there are God's commands saying, "You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal." We come to know how sinful our hearts and deeds are. However, the law cannot wash away sins. The law only makes one realize sin. The law condemns a person who has sin and declares that the wages of sin is death. Therefore, to a person who has sin, law is a fearful law of judgment. The Apostle Paul explains this fact by giving the parable of a woman with a husband. As long as the husband is alive, the woman is bound by the law of her husband. However, if the husband dies, she is freed from that law. This shows that true freedom comes only when our old man, who was under sin and the law, dies. Our sins passed over to Jesus together with his baptism. Verse 4 of the main text says, "You also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ." This word is the core of the gospel. We did not receive the judgment of the law with our own bodies. We ourselves did not directly die on the cross either. We were put to death to the law through the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to this earth. The sinless Son of God came clothed in the body of a man. And he received baptism from John the Baptist. At that time, all our sins passed over to Jesus. Baptism is not a simple ritual. It is the righteous work of God that transferred the sins of all mankind to Jesus. Because Jesus received baptism, he became the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he hung on the cross by shedding his blood and dying on the cross. He fully received the judgment for our sins. Therefore, death is our death. Jesus' resurrection is our new life. Believing this is the faith that believes in God's righteousness. The life of faith begins from here. It begins not from how well or poorly I have done, but from believing how Jesus took my sins, how he was judged, and how he made me live. We must break away from a legalistic life of faith. The Apostle Paul says, but now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of the Spirit, and not in the oldness of the letter. Here, the oldness of the letter refers to God's commands written in letters, that is, legalistic standards. To live a life of faith in the oldness of the letter means trying to stand before God based on one's own deeds and one's own scores, instead of standing on the faith that believes in Jesus' righteousness. A person who lives a legalistic life of faith looks at himself every day. Did I not commit a sin today? Did I live well today? How much did I keep God's word today? And if it meets his own standard, he is satisfied with himself. Today was okay after all. I am an okay person at this level. This is not God's righteousness, but his own righteousness. Conversely, if he falls short of his own standard, he gets discouraged. Why am I like this? Why did I fall again? Am I a person who cannot live before God? Like this, he is bound to his own weakness. This too is not a faith that believes in God's righteousness. It is a legalistic faith trying to stand based on one's own deeds. Everyone, a person who has received the removal of sin, must break away from this kind of legalistic faith. Our old man has already died together with Christ. We have been delivered from the condemnation of the law. Now we must serve God in the newness of the Spirit. Life of faith, serving in the newness of the Spirit. What is a life of faith, serving in the newness of the Spirit? It is a life that believes in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And with that faith, goes to the resurrected Christ, to bear fruit for God. This faith does not place its standard on one's own deeds. It places its standard on God's righteousness. Jesus took my sins through the baptism he received from John. Jesus received the judgment of my sins on the cross. Jesus resurrected and gave me new life. Therefore, I have no sin. I am a child of God. And I am a worker of God's righteousness. It is believing like this. A person who has this faith thinks about the things that please God. What is the thing that God is most pleased with? It is preaching the gospel. It is the work of saving souls. It is preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit, so that sinners may receive the removal of sin and become God's children. A person who serves in the newness of the Spirit is okay, even if his pride or his style is ruined a little. He is okay, even if his comfort is reduced a little. If God's will is fulfilled, if the gospel is preached, if souls are saved, he offers his heart, time, material possessions, and body to that work. This is the life of faith, of belief. This is the way a person who believes in God's righteousness lives. We are now people in the Spirit. Before being born again, we were in the flesh. We lived as people without the Holy Spirit. So the passions of sin, which were by the law, worked in our members to bear fruit for death. But now it is different. We believed the gospel of the water and the Spirit, and received the removal of sin, and the Holy Spirit came into our hearts. Therefore, we are now people in the Spirit. We are God's children. We are people who can receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We are people who can do righteous works. We are no longer people who will live bound only to our own weaknesses. Of course, our flesh is still weak. There are times when our thoughts waver, and times when our hearts turn toward the world. However, we are no longer under the dominion of that weakness. Our master is not the flesh, but Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is inside us. So we can do righteous works as much as we want. If we set our hearts, unite with the church, and offer ourselves to the work of the gospel, God bears the fruit of righteousness through us. God uses us as instruments of righteousness. The standard of the life of faith is not one's own score, but the fruit of the gospel. A legalistic life of faith grades one's own score. Did I do well today, or did I do poorly? However, a spiritual life of faith looks at the fruit of the gospel. Did I offer my heart today to the work that pleases God? Did I unite in the work of the gospel? Was I used in the work of saving souls? You must not think that a life of faith is just living quietly without committing sin for a person who has received the removal of sin. Of course, we cannot intentionally live in sin. However, just because one did not commit a sin does not mean that is the entirety of the life of faith. There is a reason God left us on this earth. It is to make us bear fruit for God. We must go to the resurrected Christ. We must belong to Him and bear the fruit of righteousness. We must serve the gospel so that other souls may hear the gospel of the water and the Spirit and receive the removal of sin. This is the life of faith of a person who has received the removal of sin. Everyone, if we live a day and are satisfied saying, I did not commit a sin today, therefore, I am okay, that is a legalistic faith. Conversely, if you say, I was lacking today, but I offered my heart to the Lord's gospel work. I offered myself to the work that pleases God. That is a faith of belief. We must not take root in the world like sweet potato vines. When farming sweet potatoes, in order to get large sweet potatoes from the main vine, you must lift the extended vines so they cannot take root everywhere. If every vine puts down fine roots, the nutrients are scattered and it cannot bear large fruit. So the owner lifts the vines and cuts off the fine roots. Only then does the strength gather in the main root to bear good fruit. Our life of faith is also like that. Even after receiving the removal of sin, we try to take root in various places in the world. We try to take root in fleshly desires. Take root in our own pride. Take root in material things, and take root in the honor and comfort of the world, then we cannot bear large fruit for God. God lifts us up. He cuts off the fine roots stuck in the world. He guides us to gather our strength in the gospel. He makes us offer ourselves to Christ. Then the fruit of God's righteousness is born. Therefore, we are not people who will live driving stakes into this world. Just as the ancestors of faith lived like strangers on this earth, we too must place our hope in the kingdom of heaven and live for the work of the gospel. This earth is not our hometown where we will live forever. Our hometown is the kingdom of God. We must live an active life of faith. Even among those who have received the removal of sin, there are people who live a passive life of faith and people who live an active life of faith. A passive person thinks, I have received the removal of sin, so it is done. I will live quietly, doing only as much as I can. However, an active person holds on to God's will and runs forward. The Apostle Paul was like that. After meeting the Lord, he offered his life to preaching the gospel. He united with God's church and did the work of the gospel. The Bible records the Apostle Paul's ministry from the time he was used in earnest for the work of the gospel. Because a life of faith is a life of offering oneself to God's righteous work. Everyone, we must live an active life of faith. We must think about what the work that pleases God is. And plan, pray, and offer our bodies for that work. We must make ways to preach the gospel, find methods to save souls, and pay attention so that the gospel is preached to the world. This is also why we think about world gospel preaching. We must make the gospel of the water and the Spirit be preached to people all over the world in their own languages. We must help co-workers in each country preach the gospel to the people of their own country. We must make the gospel spread out through homepages, books, the word, counseling, and nurturing. God's will is for this gospel to be preached to all nations. Therefore, a person who believes in God's righteousness must unite with that will. This is the life of faith, serving in the newness of the Spirit. If you live in the oldness of the letter, you die. And if you live in the newness of the Spirit, you live. The Apostle Paul said, and not in the oldness of the letter. A legalistic life of faith cannot make a person live. If you live based on your own deeds, you eventually become discouraged or arrogant. If you think you did well, your own righteousness arises. And if you think you did poorly, you fall into condemnation. Both are not the way of life. However, if you serve in the newness of the Spirit, you live. If you believe in God's righteousness, unite with the Lord's will, and live for the work of the gospel. God holds on to you. The Holy Spirit works within us. God gives the necessary wisdom, gives power, gives material things, and raises up workers. If we do the Lord's work, God fills us. We just need to prepare our vessels by faith. Ask God and run in the direction the Lord has given. The Lord's work is accomplished by the Lord. We are blessed instruments used in that work. Therefore, we must not stop. If one lets go of the work of the gospel, a person quickly returns to the faith of the oldness of the letter. One comes to look at oneself, grade one's own score, and seek the satisfaction of one's own flesh. So the church must continuously entrust God's work to the saints. It must make them serve the gospel. It must make them continuously run forward in the newness of the Spirit. Let us handle world gospel preaching with the faith that believes in God's righteousness. God gave us the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This gospel must be preached to people all over the world. If someone claims to be a person who believes in Jesus, we must make them know what the gospel of the water and the Spirit is. Believing or not believing is up to each individual. But we must make it known. We must preach. We must testify. The work we are doing now may seem small. Making books, translating, creating homepages, raising co-workers, and making ways to preach the gospel can sometimes be difficult. However, this is the work that pleases God. When the seed of the gospel is sown, fruit will be born 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, and more. We must expect that co-workers around the world will preach the gospel in their own countries. The gospel will be preached in each language, and the gospel of the water and the Spirit will cover the whole world. This expectation is faith. Believing that the Lord will do it is faith. We must pray with that faith, prepare with that faith, and work with that faith. The faith that believes in God's righteousness does not let us stay still. That faith makes us move. It makes us run toward the purpose that pleases the Lord. It makes us bear the fruit of the gospel. Let us live a life of faith with the faith that believes in God's righteousness. Beloved everyone, we are no longer people who will live a life of faith in the oldness of the letter. We are people who must serve God in the newness of the Spirit. Our old man was put to death to the law through the body of Jesus Christ. Jesus took our sins through baptism, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and rose again from the dead. By believing in this righteousness of God, we received the removal of sin, became God's children, and became instruments of righteousness. Therefore, let us now break away from the legalistic faith of grading our own scores. Let us not look only at whether I did well or poorly today, but let us think about whether I offered my heart to the work that pleases God. Let us think about whether we united in the work of preaching the gospel. Let us think about whether we were used in the work of saving souls. We are lacking, but God uses us. We are weak, but we can live by the faith that believes in God's righteousness. We are not people who will take root in this world, but people who look to the kingdom of God and live for the gospel. Let us live a life of faith with the faith that believes in God's righteousness. Let us serve God in the newness of the Spirit. Let us go to the resurrected Christ and bear fruit for God. Let us offer our hearts, bodies, material possessions, and time for world gospel preaching. The Lord will fulfill His will through us. I hope that all of us will cast away the faith of the oldness of the letter, serve the Lord with the faith that believes in God's righteousness, and become saints who bear great fruit of the gospel. Amen.